Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this edition of the Sports Break, we cover the top events in sports history, along with the players and athletes who were part of them on August 22nd. As a bonus, we place the jersey number worn at the time by this athlete, and their stories are all coming up in just a moment. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for where we make sports history a special place each and every day of the year. We preserve it by at least a small sampling for some of the greatest athletes and events every day based on the uniform numbers that they may have worn. Jersey numbers we're going to talk about today are 3, 12, 20, 14, 16, 34, and 24. We'll start off August 22nd, 1917. The Pittsburgh Pirates played in a 4 straight extra inning game. 4 in a row there. That's quite a lot of baseball. And during this contest, left fielder Carson Bigbee sets an MLB record of 11 at-bats in just 22 innings. It was a 6-5 loss to the Brooklyn Dodgers, though, at Ebbets Field. The Pirates suffering that after those 4 long extended days of playing baseball. Now, August 22nd, 1927, the New York Yankee slugger number 3, the Bambino, Babe Ruth, hit his 40th home run during his MLB record 60 home run season in New York's 9-4 loss to the Cleveland Indians at Dunn Field. August 22nd, 1934, Red Sox pitcher Wes Farrell, wearing his famous number 12 jersey, hit 2 home runs to beat the White Sox 3-2 in 12 innings. Yes, a pitcher hitting 2 home runs in a game. That's extremely helpful for his cause, isn't it? Next, the Dateline takes us to August 22nd, 1959, and the Cincinnati Reds future Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder, who wore number 20, Frank Robinson, had 3 consecutive home runs for a total of 6 RBIs on the day in an 11-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals at Crosley Field. August 22, 1960, Gil Hodges, number 14 of the LA Dodgers, set a National League record for right-handed home runs as his 352nd blast out of the yard during his career. August 22, 1984, New York Mets pitcher Dwight Gooden, in his number 16 uniform, became the 11th rookie to strike out 200 batters in his inaugural season. And on August 22, 1989, Nolan Ryan, number 34 of the Texas Rangers, struck out a very tough batter indeed in the Oakland Athletics' number 24, Ricky Henderson. And with doing so, Ryan earned his 5,000th career batter that was sat down on strikes. It just happened to be a good one in Ricky Henderson. Now, that's what we have for our sports break for sports history today with the uniform numbers in tow. And we hope you enjoyed this little segment to just bring you back some of those great memories of sport for August 22nd. We can find more on sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and our jerseydispatch.com, where we have the transcript of this very podcast there, as well as some photographs of maybe a person or two of interest from this August 22nd in history. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.